listening to this programme in your car this morning, you might not realise that some motor manufacturers plan to drive radios out of vehicles for good. Attempts by some car companies to replace the humble radio with direct online access has met with a sharp rebuke from the Irish radio sector. It is lobbying at the highest European level to ensure all new car models keep radios amid fears they could be sidelined by a digital model. Well, I'm joined in the studio by the man leading that charge, Michael Kelly, the Chief Executive of Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Thank you ever so much for coming in this morning, Michael. Firstly, just outline exactly what you would like, the changes that you would like to see implemented.
Well, we think it's so important that radio continues to be available at people's fingertips and in the dashboards of their car, and that there's nobody getting in the way of that or getting between the listener and the radio station, which is a very direct relationship we have at the moment. And just to give you an idea, that's very important for broadcasters because 41% of people in Ireland listen to radio when they're in the car, either at this time or in the evenings. But it's also very important for the consumer, because listeners get much better services from broadcast availability than they do from using their apps, even though I absolutely understand people are using their apps. But if you were to look at broadcast availability, it's much more reliable. Your signal doesn't break down. I know from driving around Ireland as part of my job how many times the signal breaks down on your mobile. But in addition to that, our broadcaster and the broadcasts that are in this station are free to air. You don't have to pay a subscription. No one can prevent you or choose which station you can see and which station you can't see. And in fact, it's also much more important for emergency communications, because we all know that when there's a power cut or a major storm or some other emergency, we're all told, listen to the radio. And if you want to listen to the radio, the one reliable radio station you can hear is going to be the one you can hear over the air, rather than having to go through a maybe a very complex app.
Well, you know, is it too late to turn that tide? Because many new models already come with digital-only versions.
Well, it is a bit of a David and Goliath contest that we're engaged in here. And that's the reason we've banded together with all of the commercial stations around Europe and indeed with the state-backed stations like RTE, because what we're saying is that this is so important. Now, there was a big battle won in the UK in the last couple of months where the streaming giants haven't been allowed to get in the way of radio. And we're hoping that's going to happen at European level and at national level. And we're really lobbying hard for public representatives in the European Parliament and in the Dáil to support this, because it's so important that we get to that situation where everybody can choose what broadcaster they want to hear, rather than someone saying, well, if you pay a subscription, we'll allow you to listen to RTE, or if you allow us to use your personal data, we'll allow you to listen to RTE or News Talk or any of our local stations around Ireland.
But of course, it's important to point out that not all streaming services are subscription models. Some will say that this is an inevitable evolution. Digital technology is replacing the humble radio. We see it at home, we see it on the move. Should you just accept that this is perhaps the future?
Well, actually, the statistics are showing that most people actually do access radio through the normal FM broadcast system. It's about 8 to 10% of people are listening on their smart devices, and we've no objection to that. In fact, we've cooperated with RTE to put a app together, which we have, that you can listen to all your local radio stations or to RTE on. But we believe that it's so important that there's a level playing field and an option for people. All we're saying is we want a button on the car dashboard. We're not saying that you can't listen to Spotify or any of the other services, but we're just saying give radio a chance.
And briefly, are you confident at this stage that those plans, as you describe them, might be maintained in cars?
Well, we're having very good engagement with some of the motor manufacturers. Already we've had positive engagement with people like Renault, Volvo, Volkswagen. And I think we're going to continue doing that, because it's so important that we just can get that message across that radio is the tried and tested solution. Leave us have that. And I think it's great for your listeners out there.
Well, thanks, Michael. A good note to end on. That's Michael Kelly, the Chief Executive of Independent Broadcasters of Ireland.